91X News.
It's minus two and partly cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves says the Shafia murder trial does not reflect badly on Muslims. Afghan-born Mohammed Shafia, his son Hamed, and his wife Tuba Yahya were convicted yesterday of killing the couple's three daughters and Shafia's first wife in a so-called honor killing. Taves told reporters today in Ottawa that the case shows that if you're going to commit murder for any reason, you're going to be held accountable in court.
I'm very pleased that that the jury was able to come to a conclusion and that Canadian law was applied, I think, in a very fair and even-handed manner, and the law is upheld.
The Shafia family members were convicted of four counts each of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole for 25 years. Tim Hortons has supersized. A new extra-large hot beverage size weighs in at a massive 24 ounces. Students at Loyalist College have mixed opinions on the changes.
Personally, I don't really care. It's still coffee and you can still get it.
They could have honestly just added an extra-large size.
I just have to remember to say medium instead of large now.
Some Timmy's employees say even they are still getting the sizes mixed up. An Ottawa teacher has lost her license for inappropriate sexual relationships with students. Joanne Leger-Legault pleaded no contest to allegations of sexual relationships with two male students and kissing a third. The alleged incidents included meeting in cars, coffee shops and classrooms, and text messaging. Officials have not identified the school where the incidents occurred during the years 2001 to 2002 and 2005 to 2006. More money may be available for those benefiting from Ontario Works. Belleville City Council and the Municipality of Kingston agree that there is a need for more money for those receiving social assistance. Council recently endorsed a resolution put forth by the City of Kingston. John Boldrick has the story.
Belleville City Council voted in agreement with the City of Kingston to give those receiving social assistance benefits more funding. An extra $100 a month has been proposed. Councillor Garnet Thompson says the money would come from the provincial government and not local taxpayers.
We want the provincial government to fund this. We don't want this to land back on local municipalities to fund this. This should be funded by the provincial government.
Additional money would be classified as a healthy food supplement. John Baldrick, 91X News.
The additional funds would come from the province if it approves the idea. A Belleville firefighter is working hard to help bring awareness to a dangerous turn on Highway 37. Two area women were killed on December 20th when a truck pushed their car into oncoming traffic at a turn onto Weiser's Road. Fire Captain Rick Lake says he wasn't supposed to be working that day and will bring a petition to City Hall in hopes of getting municipal support for a streetlight. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are hoping to begin a new winning streak in Cobourg tonight. The Dukes had their seven gamers snapped after losing to the Kingston Voyageurs in a shootout 2-1 last night. The Dukes are only 1 point ahead of the Cougars in the OJHL's East Division. Puck drop is at 7 at the Cobourg Community Center. Two teams headed in opposite directions will meet in Napanee tonight. The Napanee Raiders are on a three-game winning streak but are still 20 points back of the first-place Picton Pirates. The visiting Campbellford Rebels are in second place, 7 points back of Picton, but have lost three straight. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Strathcona Paper Center. Toronto Maple Leafs center Mikhail Grabowski was recognized by the NHL for a fine week on the ice. Grabowski was named the league's first star of the week after scoring 5 points in two games. Nashville Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne picked up second star honors by posting a goals against average of 1 and a .961 save percentage. Ottawa Senators captain Daniel Alfredsson took home the third star by scoring 2 goals in 2 games. He also had 2 goals and added an assist for his team in the All-Star game in Ottawa yesterday. Indianapolis has officially welcomed the circus to town. The New England Patriots and New York Giants both arrived in the city to prepare for next Sunday's Super Bowl. An army of media members will invade the field tomorrow for the annual sideshow known as Media Day. Lucas Oil Stadium has been beefed with high-tech security measures as well. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan with 91X weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of flurries later in the afternoon, high minus 2. Tonight, snow ending after midnight with a chance of flurries, low minus 3. Tuesday brings periods of snow or rain and a high of 6. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up a bit with a low of plus 4 and a high of 5. At 104, it's minus 2. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Bayer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
Discretion is advised.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.fm.
Belleville.